Ken, Susan, I want to start with some issues that affect the budget. As we know, Governor Snyder wants an expansion of Medicaid, adding about 400,000 people to its rolls. But a state House subcommittee yesterday removed a budget provision that would make that possible. Susan, what happened and what's behind it?
Well, the House decided in their subcommittee not to fund the expansion, and they've been making cuts in several budgets because actually, with the way that our program is structured, Governor Rick Snyder says that expanding Medicaid will mean about $200 million more from the federal government. So if we don't do this, we actually have to be cutting the budget. And, you know, there's reticence from Republicans in both parts of the legislature, Senate and House, about expanding Medicaid. It's part of the Affordable Care Act, which they still don't like. And it's also expanding a government program that a lot of them have not been big fans of in the past.
Ken, the governor says this is all part of the legislative process. But moving forward with implementation of the Affordable Care Act has been really difficult for the governor, from this expansion of Medicaid to the health care exchanges. Why is he having so much trouble getting support for this move forward?
Well, this is a political problem he faces, not a problem of numbers and budgets, because, as Susan mentioned, by expanding Medicaid and using 100% federal money, the state actually saves general fund money that can go elsewhere. This is a purely a political problem. It's the Tea Party's anger, really, that's still lingering over the passage of what they call Obamacare, and their really blatant position that they're going to politically punish any Republican who participates in this any way, shape, or form, whether it's the expansion of Medicaid or whether it's the creation of these health exchanges. So I really think this is a political problem. It's not a budget or a numbers problem.
Another interesting turn this week. Republicans in the legislature want to financially penalize universities and school districts that sign long-term contracts with unions in advance of the new right to work law, which goes into effect next week. So full disclosure, Wayne State University and the University of Michigan would be affected by this plan, and the University of Michigan is this station's license holder. So basically, schools would be penalized 15% of their state support if there isn't a 10% savings in a long-term contract that includes a clause ensuring union security. Susan, are universities and schools able to make a strong legal argument in support of these contracts?
Well, sure. Right to work is not in effect yet, so you're not skirting the law because it's not in effect. And especially for the universities, we have constitutional autonomy for our 15 public universities under Article 8, Sections 5 and 6. And there have been a number of court cases when the state has tried to interfere in terms of financial support for the universities and setting certain conditions for that, and the universities have won every time.
Ken, if this goes through, these penalties aren't going to affect unions, but they could arguably affect a school's ability to serve students. Can you help us understand the rationale?
Well, I really fail to see the rationale, political or policy-wise, for the Republicans doing this. The legislature controls the purse strings, meaning the appropriations for all of these entities, and they're gonna appropriate what they appropriate, and districts and universities are going to have to live within their budget. And from a political standpoint, it's interesting that Governor Snyder's numbers plummeted after Right to Work was passed. It seems to me that the longer the Republicans prolong this debate, the worse they are off politically. So I really fail to see the value to them of doing this.
I agree with Ken that I think this is dicey politically for Republicans. There's a reason why Governor Snyder didn't emphasize Right to Work in his State of the State address. He didn't mention the words at all. And to continue on with this divisive issue, I think could be problematic.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.